What's up, Jake Volnick? Because he's joining us today. I should have said we got Jake Volnick today. Jake, what's up, buddy?
We're doing pretty good. Honestly, bad night of sleep, but we're feeling good. Like, it was a full energy drink day. I was about to get ready for the show. I'm like, I'm just not awake.
I will say this. If I complain at all this week, I'm missing the point of life. Life is excellent right now. We're in the midst of summer. Football is back. We got college football 2026 out. I have a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, beautiful life, right? This week has been as cattywampus as it can be without anything actually going seriously wrong. And Vanessa and I, we were both out late getting the kids and helping the kids with stuff last night. And when I say late, I mean 9. And we sat down. And I was so grateful because I was like, you have nothing to complain about, but you're exhausted. And Vanessa just let out the biggest yawn in the world. And I was like, oh, thank God you're tired too. She's like, I'm exhausted. It's been a great week, but just this week has required a lot of effort and focus in a way that like great weeks normally don't. So I'm glad that you also slept poorly because I slept poorly last night too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a fine week and there was nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, we did the show last night. I probably did the thing where I didn't go to sleep on time. That's like a normal thing. And then I woke up and I'm not going to disclose the time I woke up because... Because
I'll tease you.
Yeah, because everybody in the room would put me to shame. That's exactly what happens every time I would pull that one out. But I woke up and I was just like, no. Like, we're back for an hour. It's just like, this is not good.
We tried that. We tried that. And then Mongo the dog thought, you know, Dad's got a back issue right now. I'm going to jump on his back. And so we were awake right on time. Quality assist there for pup Mongo. I would like to point out that I know Ken did his head coach rankings today, something we can talk about on the show today, but I have followed up. I have heard every criticism Jonathan Peterlin had of my quarterback tiers, which he felt were underproduced. He thought the tier names weren't creative enough. He thought the actual work itself, it didn't look good enough. He thought it looked a little cheap. And so I thought this morning, I'm like, I'm going to enlist ChatGPT to help me out because I'm going to get creative with these names. I did those myself, but I'm going to have some pictures in here. I'm going to have some logos in here only for this piece of content to take up 80% of my morning. Like people have told me I use ChatGPT for this kind of project and this kind of project. It helped some. It helped with the color coding that I asked for. It gave me a basic PowerPoint slide to work off of. But the pictures, useless. When I plugged in pictures, it then like it caricatured them in a way that was like, well, that's kind of like it, but also not like it. And so I ended up spending the whole morning on these NFL team tiers. And I don't know the juice is worth the squeeze.
I will say these ones look far better. I'm with JP. The other ones, the quarterback tiers you did, essentially looked like I was going into a presentation and they were like, yeah, here's this. Yes. Different, little bit of an outline. It's just in boxes. You're going to follow it. It's not really going to make sense. And yours made sense, but it was just like,
this is getting really okay.
It was
still fresh.
I'm just saying.
No, I appreciate it. Well, cause I'm going to take the compliment, which is these, which I worked. I thought this was going to be like a 20-minute project this morning, and because ChatGPT got me 20% of the way there, if you don't like these tiers, I individually downloaded 32 team logos and 9 pictures that fit the categories. That in and of itself make these the best tiers anyone's going to do, even if you think they stink. Very defensive of these up front, by the way.
I think we're going to have to teach you how to use a program to make this go faster because the list that you had, not to knock you down, it's a good product. I think I could have made this exact graphic probably in, right around 20 minutes where you projected it.
You're 16 years younger. Of course you can.
There's also an online tier maker.
No.
You got to get more creative than that, though.
No. That's hack now. Tier's not hack. Using an online tier creator, that is hack. Yeah, that is very hack. Everybody knows that. All right, so we're gonna run through these really quickly. I'm just going to spit them out because I do want to know where people think the Browns should be on this, and I want to get your take on this. So the best tier is Ana de Armas. And the reason why I put her there is not for the obvious reason that a bunch of thirsty people on social media put her there. It's that I think she's like one of the 3 best actors going, and like watch like Knives Out and then watch like her Ben Affleck movie. Sorry, her movie with Ben Affleck. She's an incredible actress. She's and if you nitpick her in any way, including on like the whether you think she's attractive or not, you just sound really salty. So that is the Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, and Ravens. Then the second tier is Ana de Armas' exes. That means they touched greatness, but not for very long. The Chargers, Rams, Commanders, and Lions. If you squint hard enough, which is, yeah, it could be, this could happen. You could end up being in the NFC title game. Texans, Packers, Vikings, and Buccaneers. Glenn Powell, which means likely overrated, and you're talking yourself into it. The Cowboys, Bengals, Broncos, and 49ers trading places. That means we're buying low. The Steelers, Raiders, Patriots, Knicks. All right, Knicks? This one, the Knicks. Oh, Giants. Thank you.
That's not a football team.
Yeah, we did not sleep last night. We'll play 17 games this year, which is a way of saying the only thing I really am sure about is they will start and finish the season according to their schedule. That's the Panthers, Seahawks, Dolphins, and Titans. This one might just be mean. Fools. The Bears, Falcons, Jets, and Cardinals. And then aching for Arch, as in Arch Manning. The Saints and the Colts. And then the final one, which is where I have the Browns, probably watches too much anime. And that is Browns and Jaguars. So those are, I know you know anime. I know you're a nerd. I don't know you know ball. Do I have the Browns in the right category?
You're going to have to explain it to me a little bit on why they fall here, because I don't think so. Like, hey, anywhere where I put them a tier below the Saints doesn't feel good.
I think these are adjacent tiers, in fairness. They look below, but they are in adjacent tiers, but it's a different level of lost. Because we're like, aching for Arch means you have removed the guardrails and you will stink. And that is your, it might not be your full intention, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but you know what you're doing going with Tyler Shuck, and in the case of the Colts, Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. You know what you're jiving at here, right? Whereas with probably watches too much anime, they think they're going to be good. They don't realize that there's quicksand under their feet, and they are just, they really think they have a salient plan. They've got something they're selling to everyone. And by and large, you look at it and go, who is that fooling? I think that's pretty good. I think I nailed that like a split hog.
I mean, you had the definition really good. I just don't think that's... And you can, I'm sure you're going to spew out the, this is a homer take, but I mean, I've thrown it out to you before. Like, I'd be just as surprised if they won two games as if they won 10 games. That's where I stand on the Browns. So I think I'd probably be more in like the, we'll play 17 games this season. Like, that's the only thing I'm sure of.
So that's interesting. I kind of had it there. I also thought, like, if you're buying stock in the Browns now, it's too rich for me. And not the stock.
I was going to say.
Like, Vegas has got you at, like, a 5.5 win total.
They are the lowest in the NFL.
But specific to the Browns, I understand if you say, well, it's 5.5 wins, Flacco's back, they're turning back the clocks to the system you used in 2021 or 2020 and 2023. Joe has proven he fits here. And honestly, you're moving on from Deshaun. I do understand that. I just think we're putting a lot of stock into things that don't matter as much as, so what's your quarterback room? Who are your best offensive players? Like those, like, and here's the thing, even the defense, well, I think the defense is going to bounce back. Yeah, but bounce back could be they're the 15th best defense in football this year instead of what they were 2 years ago, where the bounce back, the implication is they can be the best defense in football.
I don't know, the Browns were right around like middle of the pack defense last year, all things considered, which was surprising as bad as the offense was.
I think DVOA had them at 21, okay, which is why I threw the 15th number out there.
Yeah, I think on a lot of like the probably more basic metrics, they finished right around middle of the pack. I don't know. Like it doesn't feel like a defense as long as the offense can't get going, which thank you very much, Quinshaw. Not sure that's going to happen. But I just like they feel to me as if, I don't know. Hey, the defense to me like spews top 12 to top 10. Like, probably in that range. And I think that's going to be a solidified thing. And I don't think you get worse as an offense. I don't know how you get worse as an offense, quite frankly.
I think to overcome the offense, I think you're going to have to be a top five defense. Like, I think, because again, as you've said, in certain metrics, they weren't an awful defense. And They were really good early, like really, really. They had some games. I know there was the Dallas game, which we can all remember. They had some dominating performances. They just weren't consistent. And then once, you know, Za'Darius got traded and this guy got hurt and this guy got hurt and it became what it became, I just continue to come back to I don't think there's a lot you can actually do with the offense. This is where I'm not trying to be personal about it because I want them to be good. But like when I hear somebody say they could win 2 games, they could win 10 games, I think that's because we want them to win 10 games and we don't want to go through what this next 5 months is going to be. And for when I hear that, I'm not saying for you, but when I hear fans say that, I'm like, all right, do you think they're really going to win 10 games or... Because I where you might be right on them belonging in like the we'll play 17 games is, I think it could be 3 games, 3 wins. I think it could be 7 wins. And I wonder about that idea of, hey, we won 7 games. Isn't that an accomplishment? But what I thought was really interesting about the Browns is most teams maybe go in 2 or 3 categories here.
Yeah.
You could legit put the Browns, depending on how you think people feel about them, in like half the categories. I don't think they belong in aching for Arch, but I get why people think they might. Fools is a little heavy-handed. I don't think they're fools. Like this isn't like this is tough. Because I like some, but it's not like Joe Banner and Rob Chudzinski or Eric Mangini and himself, right?
Yeah.
Like this is so, but again, that, but I can understand if you put them there. We'll play 17 games. Yep, they are going to play 17 games. if that's as much as you know about them, even trading places, you want to buy stock. Even if the stock only goes to 8 wins, well, you're still covered if you think they're going to be if you go with the Vegas line there. 216-474-0092. So we've put the tiers out there. At Nick Wilson says. Did you retweet them? I'm not asking for the retweet. Okay, I just want to make sure. At Volnick Jake on social media, but good job retweeting. I like you more now. And of course, social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What tiers? Of the tiers I came up with, what tier does the Cleveland Browns belong in? I have probably watches too much anime. They know Naruto. I don't know they know ball.
I don't think you nailed that one.
I didn't.
I believe it's Naruto.
But you know why? You know why? Because I know ball. John Breach, but I don't know.
Naruto?
I was wrong.
Naruto?
Naruto. Yeah.
That too.
It feels like you're maybe somebody else in on the station. You know more ball than I know? Is that what we're going for? You know more football than I do?
I am the Michael Jordan of sports talk.
Good job.
People said it. John Breach, CBS Sports, coming up at 3. We will talk about the tiers with the Cleveland Browns, where they belong. Brent Sobolewski. He said the Browns are aching for Arch there at 420. We'll get into that. He also still thinks Kirk Cousins is a possibility for the Cleveland Browns. And we've done our look-aheads all week long. We're going to be doing more next week as we touch base in AFC North markets and AFC markets and other interesting storylines around football. Well, Vinny Serrato, former NFL executive, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, joins us at 520. There's a Lamar Jackson question I do think we should be asking ourselves after the round of rankings and tiers and big boards that we've gotten out here. But which of the tiers do the Browns actually belong in? If you created a Cleveland Browns-based tier, mine was they probably watch too much anime. Which one would you have for them? And Albert Breer said the darndest thing about Deshaun Watson yesterday. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.